This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado conservation and wildlife advocates are unsatisfied with the state's early wolf reintroduction efforts. They've released a plan of their own. CPR's Sam Brash reports.
The debate comes after Colorado voters narrowly passed a 2020 ballot initiative calling for wolf reintroduction. A big question now is an overall population goal. A state advisory committee suggests about 200 wolves. Lindsay Laris is with Wild Earth Guardians, an environmental group. She says that's not nearly enough.
We don't want a population of wolves that's so small it's going to die out within a generation.
Laris's group joined a coalition of 13 others to release an alternative plan on Monday. It calls for a minimum of 750 wolves or 150 packs as a minimum population goal. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
El Paso County Sheriff candidate Joe Roybal will not face criminal charges after allegations of election bribery. KRCC's Abigail Beckman has more.
Roybal won the Republican primary last month. Soon after, a video surfaced showing the owner of a gun range offering discounted admission to anyone who signed Roybal's petition for candidacy. A complaint was later filed against Roybal for not intervening. In a letter, Pueblo District Attorney J.E. Choster called the allegations, quote, reprehensible, but said he didn't believe a jury would convict Roybal and that the signatures weren't enough to disqualify him from making the ballot. Roybal says he wasn't aware of the rules and will comply with the requirement in the future. Abigail Beckman, KRCC News.
On this 10th anniversary of the shooting at a movie theater in Aurora, the city's U.S. representative, Jason Crow, says more needs to be done to keep people safe from gun violence.
We live in a community that's been scarred and traumatized on a massive scale, and our children and our neighbors live in fear and trauma over the next school shooting, the next street shooting, whatever it might be.
There's much more on today's anniversary here on the air and at CPR.org. Temperatures back in the 90s along the Front Range and in Grand Junction this afternoon, mountain highs in the 70s. This is CPR News.